Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. I'm glad to be here again this fine morning. I sure appreciate Brother David had been taking up my slack in my in my absence and all. I sure glad to be here again this morning, and I tell you, I appreciate every one of you that tune in and listen, and especially those that that are in the men in blue and all that tune in every morning and everywhere that they tune in and listen, whether I know you or not. I appreciate you. And I love you. And I tell you, I love people because that's what God has put in my heart. And I don't want people to get hurt or lost or be undone. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, even to pray for our enemies. And that's what I do. I don't want to have any enemies. Amen. But nevertheless, you know, there's sometimes you do. But regardless, I love people and I love y'all out there and appreciate y'all listening. Glad that you tuned in this morning. And, it's a wonderful time of year that, the seasons have changed now and it's really nice. As hot as it's been, it's really nice. It's a breath of fresh air. And I know folks are looking forward to Thanksgiving, you know, coming together with family. And that's a wonderful thing. And I love that. I love to be able to have family and to be able to come together with them. Amen. That's a really a blessing. And I know a lot of you women out there are looking forward to the Black Friday, looking forward to the sales and things out there. Hope y'all don't hurt nobody. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture this morning from St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to start with the 24th verse. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, Lord, and how you've watched over us and how you've blessed us and even given us the breath of life, Lord, this morning, God. Oh, how you've answered our prayers. And Lord, just your thoughts towards us are like the sands, God. They're just innumerable, God. I just pray, Lord, that folks that might be under the hearing of my voice this morning, that they might get a blessing, Lord, that they might get an answer unto their prayer, God, that you just give more wisdom and knowledge to us all, God. Help us, Lord. Anoint, and I have your way, God. Thank you for everything, God. I want to thank you richly for all the things that you've given unto us, God. And Lord, I give you the praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. It says, no man can serve two masters, for neither he will hate one and love the other. Or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. But ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they soweth not, neither doeth they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, taking thought, can add one cubit unto its stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, that they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and is tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink or withal shall we be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I want you to notice that last verse that says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And sufficient, I believe, if you were looking it up, it's enough. It's just, you know, it's just enough. Amen. Sufficient unto the day. Amen. As the Bible tells us, as the word of God here reads about, no man can have two masters, for he'll love one and he'll despise the other. You know, today in this world, we put our trust and we put our faith in something. Amen. Regardless, whether it be our pocketbook, our family, our mama, daddy, grandparents, whatever it may be, where you got your trust, or in your credit card, or anything else like that. Amen. You might have your trust in God. You might have your trust in something altogether, but you got our trust in something. Amen. But he said, you cannot serve two masters, for you'll love one and hate the other, or hold the one and despise the other. Amen. But you've got to, you know, to put your efforts and all toward one thing. Amen. And now, if all of our needs, he can grant, and or he can give all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Everything that we need can be supplied by God. And if it's supplied by God, it's a good thing. Amen. Because all good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights, who is no variance, neither shadow of turning. Amen. And if we'll put our trust and our faith in him, to serve him totally and completely, because you can't serve two masters. Amen. Because you're going to love one and despise or hate the other. Amen. And he said, you know, he tells us about the about the lilies, and how that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these, but how he's made them, and you know, just even the beautiful grass of the field and today and tomorrow it's in the oven. Amen. But that's the way he was saying, just how beautiful that he's made something just like that lily. Amen. That lily is such a beautiful, amen, such a beautiful flower. Amen. And still yet it fades away right quick. And you know, that's the way we are. We're just flesh. Amen. We're just made out of clay. Amen. You know, and he said, how much more would I care for you? Amen. Now we're not the flowers that's just gone tomorrow. Amen. But you know, how much more do he care for us? Whether, you know, if we've got shelter, if we've got food and raiment. The Bible said, with food and raiment, therewith be content. And we can be content with that, because he gives much more. Amen. If we're serving that Almighty God, amen, all of our needs are supplied. Amen. I believe it was David that said in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Amen. But we find today that especially in America today, I believe America is in more danger than any place else in the world, so far as with God. Amen. Now, y'all understand what I'm saying. I believe that we have a wonderful and a beautiful country. Amen. A land of the free, you could say. Amen. Or that's what, you know, I reckon our saying, it's the land of the free. We've got the most free country in the world, the best country in the world. We're not a third world country. Amen. We're not, you know, having to get supplies dropped off by parachute to be able to eat. Amen. We're not in that kind of destitute or anything. But the Bible said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Have enough. Well, we not only have enough, but we have so much more. And the danger of it is we don't realize where it's come from, and not being thankful for such. You know, the Bible said knowledge would increase. But you know, and knowledge has increased. And if you really take it down to the knowledge increasing, you look at the technology today that we have. Amen. And I think back when I was growing up, you know, how things were and how things were different, and how that people valued things a lot more than what they do today. Amen. And I tell you, the values is not there like it used to be back in the day. And it seems like that it's turned around totally backwards. Amen. Where, you know, we used to have something made in the U.S. say that was some of the best products and all that were made was those that was made in the USA. But we've accepted less now, and because we want more. Everybody wants more. Hey, man, they're not looking for it to last that long because they're going to swap off to something else. Hey, man, because they are serving a different master than the one that he said, with food and raiment, therewith be content. It's a state and a country that's not content with what they have. We have so much and still not. People's not content. They're not happy. They can have a garage full of stuff. They can have a beautiful, huge home and new cars and all that, and still yet they're not happy. You know, if we'll be content with God, you know, people just seeking out after so much more and a thrill and all that when God satisfies. Amen. And it's kind of funny. My wife said, our family nowadays, this technology is something else. I can tell you, I remember when the biggest technology that we had in a home was when they come out with a VCR. Amen. That was the biggest technology you had, because now we had a digital clock on the VCR, you know, because I come up in a time where you had two knobs on the television, you know, and you had to turn the first one over to you to use the second one, you know, and remote control is when your daddy hits you in the back of the head and said, go change the channel, son. Amen. That was the kind of remote control, you know, that we had. But, you know, VCR was the most technology that, you know, had come up with. We didn't have all these automatic blenders, you know, that do it by themselves. And you know, then they come out with a coffee maker that do it by itself. You know, I remember when it still perked up in the lid. Amen. And all that kind of stuff. But nevertheless, it's come so far. Even in our cars, you know, the biggest thing that was technology in our car was that it had power seats and power windows. And I remember the first automobile I bought, I bought it without power seats and power windows because I didn't want them things to tear up. I didn't even have air conditioning, amen, because I'd afraid to tear up and it'd cost too much, amen. I come back into a time that was just plain. Amen. When I first moved out, I moved into a place that didn't have no air conditioning. If it was air conditioned, that was that 20-inch Kmart square fan. Amen. People's got so unappreciative today, not knowing where we've come from. They've forgotten God. Amen. How that, you know, when you were younger, you learned about God. You know, some way, even when if your parents wasn't serving God, you got in contact some way, whether it be a vacation Bible school or whatever. I know that I went to one time and I didn't go for the right reason, but I there's a couple of girls down the way, but praise God that I did get to go. You start hearing something along the way about God. Amen. And you know, people, they don't teach their children about God. They don't read the Bible to their children. They don't do any of those things nowadays. Amen. And they're teaching them to serve other things and to teaching them to rely on other things than God. You know what? We've got to have that relationship with God. Amen. All these sufficiencies of today is the evil thereof. You know, it's like when you go to these third world countries, why are these people having such a great time in worshiping God? It's because they come into a need. Amen. And they talk with God. Amen. And I'm not saying it's wrong to have anything, but I believe if you do, you'll be like old Job. Amen. One that appreciates it. One that knows where it comes from and thanks him every day. Amen. You know, I thank him every day for the hair on my head. You know, I'd kind of hate to see without any hair up there. Amen. I might not have a head for being bald. Amen. I don't know, but I thank God for the hair that I have on my head, the fingers on my hands, the toes on my feet. Amen. And everything that he gives me, and he gives me richly every day. I'm the blessing of life and health and wealth. Amen. You say, well, you wealthy man. No, I'm not. So far as just, you know, as people count wealth. Amen. But to me, I don't go without. I've got plenty. Amen. And I thank God because it's because of him that I have what I have. And I am what I am by the grace of God. And it's by him that I'm here today, that I can walk and talk and do. Amen. I want to glorify him, but I can tell you that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The technology today, amen, is taking us away from God. Amen. You say, should we throw it all down? Well, if you ain't got God first, you ought to chunk whatever it is, whether it's technology or anything else, you ought to get rid of it. Amen. Because God's going to be first. He wants to be first. He's the one that wakes you up every day. He's the one that gives to you every day. He's the one that lets you breathe every day. Amen. And I think we ought to give him reverence and praise. Amen. Because he is the master. And then, you know, everybody's going to go to their long home one day, whichever way they choose it. You know, I think about how that, amen, how that the devil, he does suckers people in. Amen. Whether it be by music or whatever it might be, by how he suckers people into things. Amen. That I know when I was lost out there in the world, amen, that I would know all this kind of music and I'd sing to it and never realize what it was saying. Amen. And you know, I would get in this mood and things, and there are certain songs that would get you to where you'd want to maybe run fast down the highway. There were some songs that would make you just feel like you wanted to drink or do something else or whatever it may be. Amen. Just sucker you in. Amen. But people's not even listening, even what's coming out of their mouth. They're not even understanding. Why? Because they need a knowledge of God. Amen. But I can tell you, amen, that the knowledge of the world has increased. It's multiplied. But let me tell you, amen, I think about those songs. Back yonder, I used to listen to all kind of music, rock and roll and country and all that. Amen. And I used to listen to Hank Williams Jr., and he used to have a song. It said, if heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, don't want to go. Have you ever just really thought of that? What's the other alternative? Really? What's the other alternative if you're not going to heaven? That means that you'll go to hell. Despite the new religions and all these things out there thinking that you're going to go somewhere else. Let me tell you something. You're not going to Jupiter or Mars. Amen. You're not going to some other galaxy. Amen. It's going to be heaven or it's going to be hell. Amen. Don't let the devil hoodwink you. Amen. Because I can tell you that there's a creator that loves us, and it's his good pleasure to give unto his children. Amen. He wants you to have the good. Amen. And if you'll seek him, amen, you will eat the good of the land. Amen. And you'll have a joy and you'll have a peace that passes all understanding of man. And you ain't trying out trying to get something greater or better than your neighbor out there, but you wanting to give. And you got a love of God. Amen. That's the true love. God is love. Amen. People are going out so much, so far, so fast. You know, look at our world today. Look at our children today. You know, it's just amazing the statistics of the children, just the little old bitty children that's having sex and all these other things, drugs, and at such a young age. I mean, such a young age. It's terrible, the things. But you know what? I believe that's partly mostly the parents' fault. Amen. If we don't teach them about God, how will they ever know about God? How will they ever know about any other victory? Amen. But you know, sometimes that we can give to our children too much, that it doesn't help them. We need to come to a place and, where we, that we need and that we need from God, and that we'll call on the mighty God. Amen. I want my children to know about God. I want them to know when everything, all the, everything else in the world will fail, God will always stand, and I want them to choose him first, not last. Amen. But I want them to choose him first, because look, this is sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, my oldest son, I love him to death. You know, I love him so much. And he went through a stage and a time where it, you know, he had some money working and all that. And he would buy this cell phone and that cell phone and this and that. He had enough cell phones, I believe, to open up his own little store, you know. And he had so many. And I was trying to tell him, son, you need to quit spending the money on cell phones. He had so much money and cell phones and this and that and the other. I said, you better study. Amen, about groceries and things like that. Amen, about the important things. I said, son, there's not an app on that cell phone that you can eat. It just don't work. You know, what works is we need to get down to business with God. Amen. We need to let all the other things go. You know, people spend, if they spent the time, you know, if people spent the time that they spend on Facebook with God, oh, wow. You would see a real revolution. I mean, a real revival in the land. Amen. You would see people really turning. Amen. And you wouldn't have to try to go through places for people to be delivered from drugs. Amen. You wouldn't have to do all those things. But let me tell you something. When God delivers, he delivers good. But, you know, people don't even give reverence to God. But I can tell you, I want to give all mine to God. I want to give him all the glorious due, because I know where he brought me from and I know where I'm going. And praise God, I want to do everything that I can for him on the way. Amen. And you know, I look around and I say, thank you, Lord, for all the stuff that you've given us and that you let us use and you let us have there, our roof over our head. And we've got so much stuff and I don't even know what all I do, God. I need to have me a great big garage sale, amen, because we're so blessed, amen. We're so blessed. Best job I ever had in my life, amen, because God blessed me. We prayed and we sought God, amen. And people today, they have, you know, they have clothes, but they're still not warm. They have money, but they put it in bags with holes in it. They say that they're, you know, they have all this food, but yet they're still hungry. You know, it's a shame. It's people and have been addicted to the world, almost like a drug addiction. Amen. Like a drug someone who gets on drugs. You know, at first one hit was just, it just carried them away. You know, and then the next one, it wasn't as much, and then they have to increase till nothing is ever satisfying them, and that's where the majority of the world is today, and they have gone to the extent that they can't even hardly afford whatever that they do have. They've got to have a new home, new cars, new motorcycles and four-wheelers and everything else you can imagine, amen, but it's still not enough, because there's a hole in their heart. If you ain't got Jesus in your heart, there's a hole there, and it don't matter how much of the world you try to throw in there to get your excitement and get you happy, to get you some peace, it won't never happen, because that hole only Jesus can fill, and he can fill it, and you'll be glad. You'll be glad to go in the house of God. You know, there's a many today that say that they're Christians and will not even darken the door of the house of God today. That many, you know, it's a shame in this country that as the freedom and the liberty we got, you know, I think so much about how that on 911 people said, you know, God bless America, God bless America, God bless America. And all I can think is, how about America blessing God? How about America blessing God? You know, because he has blessed America over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But still yet, people turn their back instead of their face. What have we got in this world? They've left the values. They've left, you know, just, it just seems like morality. They just left it behind. We've let things come in here that should have never come. Things that are against God. Now we've, you know, it's been that we've took prayer out of schools. You know, we took prayer out of schools. We, you know, nowadays we're used to, back when I was younger, it was not only a sin and abomination for sodomy, but it was against the law. And now, you know, it's, you know, you can marry whatever. You know, now they're not only are they trying to, you know, marry the same sex, but you know, now they're trying to get it where you can marry your own children and all. I mean, how much more messed up does it have to be? I told some people, I'm like, you know, if it goes on, if God lets it go on, there'll be people trying to marry their animals, their pets, and everything else. It's a shame. When is it going to stop? When will it stop? Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Having all that you think that you need and all that, you know, that ain't what it's all about. It's having God. Having him first and foremost. You cannot serve two masters, for you'll love one and despise or hate the other. You cannot. I know the one who clothes me. I know the one who gives to me richly, and I know the one who does for you. Amen. Whether you realize it, want to or not, you know, it gets me. It's kind of like all these people talk about they're atheists, and they'll hold it out to the end that they're atheists and they don't believe God and this, that, and the other. But it's kind of like the guy that was going on a test drive and the salesman riding with him. And they're riding around there, and the guy's trying to talk to him about the Lord and everything. And the salesman, he said, oh, I'm an atheist and all. And he said he was driving around there going pretty fast, and he liked to run into something or got run into or something like that. And when that happened, the salesman got scared and grabbed the dash, and he said, oh, God. He said, I thought you didn't believe in him. You know, it's something when tragedy is. I talked to a fellow that told me he was dying, and he's saying that he's atheist and he didn't believe in God. I said, well, you know, I got some news for you. I said, there ain't one atheist in hell. There's not one atheist in hell. There's not one, not a one atheist in hell. And, you know, probably the first thought he thought, well, I don't go to hell because there ain't no atheists in hell. No, they all believe in hell. Amen. Everyone believe. And everyone that's went to hell would change places with you today. I want you to think about it. Just having everything in your life that you think that, you know, so far as the worldly material things, that's not what it's all about. We're here to serve God, to please him, to keep his commandments, because we got to work on where our long home's going to be. And if we ain't got that working, if we ain't got our calling election sure, we ain't got our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hell is where you'll lift your eyes. I don't want you to do that. Amen. I want everybody to be saved. Regardless, the abominable, whatever your case may be, whatever sin, whatever iniquity, whatever it may be, I want you to turn from it, turn to God, and really know peace and know God. Amen. He wants you to know him. Why don't you try him out today? You know what? This don't have no cost to it. You know, this don't cost you anything. To try him out, all you got to do is get on your knees and pray and seek the master. You know, he loves you. He loves you so much he gave his only begotten son for you. And his son gave his life for you. And he didn't let out with anything less. You know, I love you. God loves you. And hopefully you'll tune in next week. May God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.